Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health. Our topic today is minerals in our diet and their importance. And joining us is Matthew Anderson. Matthew graduated from Weber State University in Utah with a bachelor's degree in marketing, sales, and Far Eastern studies. He participated in the family business since he was 8 years old, and he is the co-owner of Mineral Resources International and is also the managing partner of North Shore Limited Partnership that harvests minerals from Great Salt Lake in Utah. Good morning, Matthew, and welcome to Insights for Health.
Good morning, David. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
When we talk about minerals, I mean, I think they're often given little consideration and even neglected in our diets. But minerals are very important to our overall health, aren't they?
Well, they're essential. Without minerals, life doesn't exist. It's just something that is so should be so ubiquitous, like water and air that we take for granted. But without minerals, life doesn't last very long.
When we go to the grocery store, it's not like we think, I'm going to buy this, I'm going to buy that, because I want to make sure I get my minerals this week.
Well, that's right. You know, people go to the grocery store, and I think that every shopper kind of believes that they know how to pick healthy fruits and vegetables by looking at those fruits and vegetables. But the fact is that with modern fertilizers, with NPK, they can grow vegetables that look healthy, that look delicious, but are really lacking in the basic substances that we need. It's well known that our soils become depleted little by little, you know, over, well, tens of thousands of years, however old the earth is, and through more modern farming techniques. And farmers have been taught to put back what they call NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium fertilizers, that actually, you know, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium by themselves are not bad, but alone they cause these vegetables to grow so fast that they don't have time to absorb the other trace minerals and nutrients like they should.
So when it comes to minerals, there's a few terms. There's macro minerals, there's trace minerals, and then there's electrolytes. Can you,
yes,
for the sake of education, Matthew, can you explain what the differences are with those?
It's a very broad term. The term macro mineral just refers to a mineral that we need quite a lot of. Magnesium would fit into that category. Calcium would fit into that category. Sodium, potassium. But then we have other minerals that are micro minerals or trace minerals that we only need a very small amount of. You know, in that category, we might have something like boron or copper or zinc. We only need a very small amount. But the fact is that every element that we take has upside-down bell curve where there's an optimum level. If you get too much, you have an excess, and that can cause problems. And if we don't have enough, then we have a deficiency. Every element has a similar curve, but depending on the element, the size of the curve is a lot different. Obviously, we need a lot of oxygen every second, every minute. So the curve for oxygen is a very large curve. But then if you look at something like zinc, we only need a minute amount of zinc. So the curve is a very small curve on the lower end of the scale. Both are important. Both are essential. But the amounts that we need vary depending on the element.
Where do electrolytes fit in?
That's a good question. You know, Let me back up a little bit. There were 84 elements that were created. All of our universe is made up of these 84 elements. We refer to these elements as primordial elements. So all of our bodies, ocean, water, every rock, every organic living thing is made up of a combination of these different elements. So when elements come together, they form compounds. You know, for example, vitamin C is a compound, and vitamin C is an essential nutrient. But when we say electrolytes, we're talking about these elements that have been completely broken down or disassociated down to their atomic size. When they become disassociated or broken down to this very small size, then they're more absorbable, number one, because of their size, and number two, because most of the elements, when they're broken down to that size, have either a positive or a negative charge associated with them. A good example, easy to understand example, is salt. Salt is sodium chloride. Sodium has a positive charge, and chlorine has a negative charge. When you put salt in water, it easily breaks down sodium and the chloride, that the positive and negative charge that bound it together to form that molecule of salt now breaks down in water, and then the sodium has the positive charge and the chlorine has a negative charge. And when they're broken down into water, that charge can flow. It's a pretty easy concept, but the flow of ions is more commonly referred to as electricity. Our bodies are electric. Every cell, every brain synapse, every muscle transmission is all conducted through minute electrical transmissions that's essential to life. And these transmissions only happen when we have a certain supply of ionic minerals or these electrolytes within our body. You know, for example, magnesium breaks down and has a positive charge. The ion magnesium is very important, but a lot of people miss the boat when they go out and say, yeah, I know I need magnesium, and then they take a form of magnesium that's basically ground up rocks, magnesium oxide, for example, that the body really doesn't absorb very well, and it doesn't break down to its ionic charge, and therefore it can't fulfill the role of an electrolyte or an ionic mineral like it should. So the form is extremely important when it comes to minerals.
Yeah, and minerals aren't like vitamins either. I mean, they're not manufactured in plants and animals.
Well, that's right. Minerals have existed since primordial times, since the beginning of time, and they cannot be manufactured within the body. They can be taken in through our food and excreted, but the body does not manufacture a single mineral or trace mineral.
So you've referred to this in your opening there about why we are deficient in minerals. Can you explain that just a little bit further?
Well, yeah, it's interesting, David. You own a health food store. The whole health food industry exists because everybody realizes that something's missing from our diets. And something is missing. Something very important is missing from most of our diets. But what's missing? That's the question. You know, tens of thousands of years ago, our soils were a lot more perfect and grew more perfect vegetables. Ideally, we would get all of the minerals that we need by consuming a perfect diet, but none of us do. So there's something missing. When these minerals became depleted from the soils, washed away through tens of thousands of years of erosion, where did they go? They didn't just disappear. They were washed to the oceans. And in our case, luckily, to the Great Salt Lake. The Great Salt Lake has been collecting and concentrating these minerals for tens of thousands of years. So the minerals that are in the oceans and the Great Salt Lake are exactly what was once in the soil, exactly what should be in our food, but isn't. So we're exactly replacing what's missing, nothing more, nothing less. I like to say, you know, you've heard the adage, if it's not broken, don't fix it. I like to say, if it's not missing, don't replace it. But what we're replacing are exactly what's missing. So there couldn't be anything more natural to boost our diets than replacing these missing minerals and trace minerals.
Yeah, and I mean, the side effects of not having the correct tools to do the job, like in referring to the body having the right tools to do the job, like even with children's health and seniors' health, I mean, the side effects of not having the right nutrients.
And it's interesting, you kind of mentioned that in your beginning, that it is all about giving the body the tools that it needs. Our bodies are amazing structures, and I don't believe that was by accident. I believe it's by design. But there's so many different functions that take place that all need minerals and trace minerals as the catalyst. And if you don't have a good supply of minerals and trace minerals, some of these functions just don't happen. So, you know, I think in many, many cases, it's just as simple as replacing the tools back that the body needs so that it can do the job that it was designed to do, which is stay healthy and give us energy and vitality.
Yesterday, when you and I were discussing in preparation for today's show, we were talking about children's health and their nutrients. Can you just explain that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, our bodies begin formation at inception. So the very best time to give us the nutrients to create these healthy, wonderful bodies that we need and rely on is at conception. My family founded, or my parents founded our business in 1969. I was 8 years old at the time, and by that time, I already had somewhat poor teeth. And, you know, I've kind of been plagued with dentistry problems my whole life. Once you've gone past a certain stage, it's difficult to go back and grow healthy teeth again. But my younger brother that was born at about the same time we began to explore these minerals and trace minerals from the Great Salt Lake didn't have his first cavity until he was like in his 20s. And he's had good teeth all of his life. And my younger sister that was born several years after that had wonderful teeth. You know, I had bad teeth that weren't good. My teeth are better than my parents' teeth, but my children all had wonderful teeth and all a lot better teeth than I ever had. And I believe that that's because they were given the minerals even, you know, before they were born. My wife was a believer in nutrition and minerals, and she faithfully took these minerals all through pregnancy. And I believe that gave a good, healthy boost to all of my children.
So seniors' health as we age, you know, our diet's not the same. We eat less. We're less active. So very important that we have good supplementation going into our senior years.
Right. And the other thing that lacks in seniors is the ability to digest as well. Luckily, the minerals that are in the Great Salt Lake are completely broken down to their atoms, meaning there is no need for digestion. They can go in and go to work exactly as is. They are 100% absorbable, or some people use the term bioavailable. Yeah, as we age, you know, there is a natural process, and I've come to learn that even these wonderful trace minerals won't force us or allow us to live forever, but they do give us a vitality well into our older years.
So, Matthew, what we're going to do here, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's pick up our conversation, and let's get into the product that you're family has called Concentrace, and we'll explain how that all works after we come back from our break.
Very good.